The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. On that day, Jesus went out to the house and sat down by the sea. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got in a boat and sat down. The whole crowd stood along the shore, and he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. Birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky ground. There was little to no soil. It sprung up at once, but because the soil was not deep, when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. But some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. Some seed fell on rich soil and produced much fruit, and hundreds or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Last evening, after a full day here in the parish office, I was driving through downtown Oklahoma City at 5 o'clock, and it was impossible. Do you know why? Garth Brooks. Now, you know, and I think about that because it says Jesus sat down and a great crowd came around, and I look out here. We got all these empty seats, and Garth can fill the convention center 4 times in a weekend. That's about 18,000 a time. And I begin to wonder, we got work to do, you know? Now, I could put on a cowboy hat and get a big belt buckle and find a guitar to hang around my neck, but it's not going to work. But we've got work to do. You know, I can't stop thinking about that. Jesus told this parable to that crowd to reveal something about the Father. All the parables are always about the Father. And this one is about the Father's extravagant generosity, since his mission, Jesus's, was ultimately to reveal God. Now, Matthew probably included this parable urging the church of his time to examine how they had received the seed or the word of God. It's a really good practice with the parables to move around within them and examine all the elements. It's a good way to open our hearts to the power of God's word in the scriptures. So we could look at this parable and we could think about what kind of ground we are, like the church of St. Matthew. In other words, how receptive have we been to what has been sown in us? Then we could look at the seeds, reflecting on how God has scattered us throughout the world without the expectation that we would bear fruit and flourish no matter where we are. I mean, God has sent people out everywhere. We might even wonder, maybe, if we've been like the birds, who have become the cause of no harvest, grabbing up God's gifts and then simply taking off with them to look elsewhere for more. There's still another position with which we can open our hearts to the challenge and the message of this parable, and that's the position of the sower. As a people made in the image of God, there's something here to reflect upon, something that might bring us to more perfectly reflect that image in which we're made, reflect that image to this world as Jesus did. And maybe if we did, it'd be hard to find a parking place or a seat in here like it was for Garth Brooks. We've got work to do. This extravagant and generous sower becomes for us the very model of what we must be as images of our Creator. Generous with forgiveness, extravagant with our gifts and our resources, we spread joy and the peace of the kingdom of God everywhere and anywhere. And there's no concern about whether or not it will do any good, or whether or not anyone deserves it. Our concern is not even that it bears fruit when we want it to. Our concern is that we mirror the likeness and the behavior of the God revealed to us by the Word. So we don't pick or choose. We don't hold back, and we don't worry about the harvest. It will come in due time to the proportion in which it's sown. We can sow seeds of kindness and mercy, and God will bring that to a harvest. We can sow seeds of compassion and understanding, of patience, of hospitality, and of joy to everyone everywhere, even to the hardest of hearts and to the most dry and closed up minds. You know, a seed is a marvelous thing, but it's weak and it's vulnerable. It's the same with words. They are powerful. One unkind word spoken in anger can destroy a lifetime of friendship and affection. Whispers of gossip and suspicion can sow seeds of doubt and ruin the reputations and the dreams of the innocent, never to be repaired. Yet for us, silence cannot be possible, for we are a people filled with the Word of God. And it's a word that's got to be spoken. We sow the seeds of hospitality and welcome with words of encouragement and affirmation, advice and guidance, comfort and consolation, because someone's sown those seeds in us. And those seeds sown in us bear fruit because of our faith and the attitude of openness that faith requires. Someone once spoke to us and revealed God who's called us. Like the one in whose image we're made, we have to do the same. So, my friends, what we say and how we speak to each other is a seed that holds the promise of a rich harvest of peace, of reconciliation, of understanding, compassion, and encouragement. Let's resolve tonight that from our reflection upon this parable, we might become more like our Creator, who has sown the seeds of promise and hope everywhere throughout creation, by what we say and how we say every day and everywhere.